good people that come here too.
Yeah, that's me, man.
And need to ignore them.
I got off the radio after the feds showed up.
And we need to like broadcast stronger than
their
interference. And make it 7200 again. Make 7200 great again. What do you say? If I can circle the house and the beam
direction, it changes as I drive around the block. I guess I could zero in on our contact point as far as where's the transmission coming from.
Waiting for my OM to get back.
Have you ever tried to find a transmitter station? And how long have you been a ham operator? And how many times have you tried to find a transmitter station to like a Fox line? How many times have you done that?
I don't think it's really all that much.
That'll be something else. I've done VHF fox hunts. There was one guy wound up, his microphone was underneath his pillow.
All right, Jeff, I guess you're not going to let the lady in.
10 days, 14 days, and I rarely ever get on 2 meters, 146.52. But I got on there one time, and I keyed up, and somebody said, yeah, we got this blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, how long has it been there? And they were like, it's been here for like 5-7 days or whatever. And I said, oh, really? And I made a little three-element beam out of a piece of bamboo and some wire, piece of coax. Pickup truck and drove around. I wound up going through 2 tunnels, 3 bridges, here and there. And then when I got really, really close, within a mile or two, I started putting the backside of the Yagi, to get the null, and I'm using a map and everything. I was able to point it out and figure it out. It was over there.
Even on VHF, like I was doing,
it was no easy thing.
Jeff, you got a lady calling you.
Excuse me, man, you could drive around. You ain't got enough gas to find a signal.
I don't know about that, Jeff.
Come find me, big boy.
I got money and time. You guys don't know, I actually have money and time. I got a lot of time off that I can devote to this. And I got a lot of money that I can devote to this. It's okay. Once I get on a mission, and it's like cleaning up 1700 and trying to find the jammers, oh, fuck. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. I mean, we're all above the jammers here, and we can talk freely.
I'm here for you. I'll help you. But, you know,
who wants to clean this thing? 360 up.
I haven't been on this frequency for a long time. In fact, I've only been on here for a few months. But every day sounds like a recording of yesterday, and it's like the same bullshit. And the guys that say they're here trying to clean up the frequency are the ones shouting the loudest, saying, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say Jeff is a retard until he hears me.
Until like I've done before. You show up to the guy's house that's
You show up to the house. You're unlicensed. We're going to ask for your call signs, and we're going to make this a normal frequency for people. Don't give me the pressure excuse or anything like that. This is a licensed frequency, okay? Everybody, within the sound of my voice, this is a licensed frequency, and you need to give your call sign, and you need to conduct proper etiquette according to FCC rules under which you got your license, all right? And unless you did that and you're like total fucking outcast and you're operating illegally on this frequency, you need to stop that. And we need to start hunting you down because we got the peanut gallery. All right, we got the old guys.
I'm glad we got the Sanders family on here tonight. We're blessed to have you on the frequency.
He never gives a call sign. He's totally illegal. I'm
and Chet, man, they've knocked back a case of beer tonight.
I think more than that.
Hey, this is Chet. I have not even cracked a half
guys,
a case of
beer. Guys, he's drunk as hell. Listen to him.
Yeah, don't listen to him, Chet.
I ain't just stupid.
You gotta listen to these guys. These are the FBI people.
I really don't care what you say.
Listen to him and KFYS.
You guys are a couple of mouth breathers.
Huh. Am I a mouth breather?
Yes.
I bet that guy votes Democrat and loves Biden.
Who are you? Who's calling me a mouth breather? What's your call sign?
What a mouth breather. Listen to that guy.
He's yodeling over there. He's not going to tell you what his call sign is.
He's yodeling.
He's a Democrat and a radio pussy.
Radio pussy.
Speak up.
The radio bad.
Speak up, accuser. What's your call sign?
Jeff is a radio badass.
Do you have a call sign?
Yeah, my call's Kilowatt Delta 1.
Yankee.
I'm sorry, you sounded like Boomer right there. Can you phonetically sound that?
Aren't you yelling through the mic a little more?
Kilowatt, Delta, number one, Zulu, Yankee, Zanzibar, Yokohama, King Dog One, Zanzibar, Yokohama. Got it?
No, now you lost him.
KD1?
Phony Phonetics got it.
D what?
I can't
even hear that.
Phonetics got it, man.
Everybody's
you heard me way down there in Virginia Beach?
The big Democrat. KD1ZY.
I'm not a Democrat. I'm a Trump supporter.
KD1ZY.
Not everybody. I'm on the Canadian border here in Maine.
Yeah. I don't think he's listening to begin with. But anyway, good luck, man.
No Democrat.
Going back and receive till he falls over.
He's not smart enough to disengage him.
Is that you, Warren?
Warren who?
Sound off, you ignorant ham can be.
KD1ZY, name's Warren, Whiskey Alpha Romeo, Romeo Echo November.
Are you a Harris fan or are you a MAGA guy?
I'm a MAGA all the way. I voted for Trump and so did everybody in my town.
Get the hell out of here.
God bless Donald Trump. Yankee, you Trump guy?
Trump guy, 100%. There you go.
Man, I got to put a star next to your call. Cool.
All right, you're drunk, but you're smart.
Hey, we're all drunk, but we're smart,
right?
It's like, 8:47 p.m. Eastern Time. Who's not drunk?
It's Monday. Most of us aren't drunk, I don't think.
KR4IF. Who freaking cares?
Just saying. I mean, it's Monday.
Well, Jeff and Chet have been drunk since 5 p.m.
Poor job.
That's what you do, Dad.
Jeff and Chet have been drunk since 9 p.m.
I don't know if I'm drunk, but I ain't been completely sober since 1978.
I think you're drunk.
Some people could be drunk on one beer.
Pretty long sprint.
Three years.
I'm drunk on life.
Some people could be drunk on
five
beer. And there's other
I'm drunk on Trump.
Microphones and have shitty signals are probably drunk.
I love the taste of liberal tears.
I love that
and
too, man. Liberal tears. This is more crybaby.
Fuck all the liberal crybabies
and
all of their tears.
A lot of them won't chime up, but they're out there.
Of liberal tears.
Fan noise in there, don't I?
A little bit.
Yeah, it's like a 200 watt fan noise.
That's okay.
Trump won.
Okay. Hey, Big Al used to run printer noise, so you can run fan noise.
KF4IF.
Damn near AM, man, with that carrier.
KF8CVU.
God damn, I love 7200.
Yeah, 4KHA.
I love this place.
I love it, and I hate it.
Hey, if they hate part, you can just go to 7205. You'd be all right.
Podcast.
It's free.
Hey, Chet.
He passed out.
Jeff and Chet have a brain cell show.
Hey, Chet.
Hey,
hello.
shit, I lost
and
my
And I lose 7,200.
Woohoo!
What's up, sir? A big old hit of that Virginia.
Woohoo! Character he's met in the
Some good stuff
trip.
Right there.
He had to go
I
take a piss. He's been drinking for 4 hours.
Real. Chet is real.
Chet Jose.
And Chet is
Chet
probably
Jose.
Smarter than most of all y'all fucks.
You guys sound like Jose, both of you.
What's up, Jeff?
They do, man. It's hard to tell them apart.
Nah, man.
You know.
I just did a big old hit.
Who's
I don't smoke a whole lot of this stuff that I grow, but I just did a big old hit of this thing.
Yeah, man. Smoke them up, brother.
I got a little lightheaded, and then I got into reality,
and then I was tripping, man.
Hang on, man. I'm gonna do another
one. Hey, guys, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't know. Do I have a powerful station or not?
No, not really.
Oh, yeah, man. You sound good. This is Chet, right?
Of course. It's Chet, right?
Is she right?
Chet, I can't find my pants.
Jesus Christ. You're asking me to get a powerful station. You're kicking ass.
My amplifier is like 2 feet away from my monitor. And my monitor always blacks out from RF, and it's just like blinking and blinking. Thank God the radio still has a display, but I want to know, how can I get a monitor to work in my station with this much power without blanking out and doing like weird settings stuff and whatever? To be determined. I'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you all.
See you later, Chad.
Good question.
I have the answer to that when you come
back. Make the next one a double, Chet.
This is back in a minute. KFH CVU.
Get your ass out of here, boy.
Well, go ahead and take that minute. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
have
a
QRP portable or mobile stations on frequency.
Oh.
KR4IS, Virginia Beach.
He's
I'm listening to me
here in a minute.
What kind of dumb fuck would ask that question?
I'll
drink it
though.
Call. Virginia Beach.
Okay, say it again. What's your call?
Again? Bastard.
Kilo 8 kilo.
Roger. One more time, just
kilo
good measure.
There goes your good buddy Brad. What's going on?
You drunk bastard.
Brad,
yeah,
were
you
ready?
Hold on,
guys.
Let me copy this call. I think you got a call.
Yeah,
get
everybody's an FBO.
You're an FBO guy.
Virginia Beach.
Everybody's an FBO.
I knew from the start that they were doomed because they weren't voted in. It's like Kamala Harris, you know, nobody
Chlamydia.
Voted her in. She just got pushed around, shoved around, banged around like a pinball.
She got treated like a bitch.
Line. But the American people didn't ask for her.
I don't know how.
Yeah, so I'm not really calling you, Brad. So you were an FBO and then you weren't an FBO and then you were an FBO? Is that how that worked?
Yeah, he's a spy.
Mr. Jeff, no, I was never an FBO.
FBO was an FBO. No, I'm not an FBO. Now I'm an FBO.
I'm an FBO.
Everybody's an FBO.
Four times now. Stop it.
Some dipshits up here on the upper side, man.
Oh, he ain't getting anywhere.
I think somewhere next to my call sign you got the word.
He's as dumb as
him.
Yeah, he's typical.
This is some funny stuff out here.
Get the other button,
FBOs on this frequency, then you
far
can
out,
take
man.
A stick at it.
I'm going to take another bomb hit, man.
Crunchy bitch.
Why don't you take somebody at their word, Jeff? I am not an FBI.
Take another hit off that bomb, dude.
This is some funny stuff going on right here. All the QRMRE, all you people that aren't FBO people, all the interference that you're hearing, talking amongst yourselves, it's all because of these FBO people. I didn't get it until just now. It's the FBO guys. They said, there's no FBO no more. No, they broke up and they got their own little. They're not an FBO anymore. But they're the FBO creating QR Marriott 7200. What a despicable situation.
Can you say that again? You stuttered a little bit.
Now you're making me feel bad, Jeff. I guess you just don't believe me.
Before Jesus, ready.
I'm doing the party, Jeffrey.
I'm late.
That's okay.
Thanks.
Or I could say,
glad you made it.
I appreciate it.
What's it say? Jose's undercover.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate that. I'll jump back in. KR4IS, Virginia.
Jump back in, I never knew you jumped out.
Well, station's on frequency.
You guys gonna jump out.
KR4IS.
He's gonna jump back in here.
Kilo Echo Echo calling K4RIS.
That's what they call unintended consequences.
Are there any portable, mobile, or QRP systems?
Stop calling for those portable, mobile QRP systems. Come on.
Yeah, I'm working POTA. I'm working
to you on a mobile for my Homer H2 right now.
I'm not looking for FBOs. We're just looking for QRP mobile.
There's so much coming in the hell. I can't even kill this shit.
I was an FBO for a minute, and somebody said I'm not an FBO. I never asked to be an FBO.
Oh, you're an FBO for sure.
I didn't even know what the f-
radio.
An FBO.
So quit casting it for
I think he just shit himself.
Don't even talk like that, man. I was not an FBO.
Get in front of the mirror and go get your
FBO in my butt, Jeff.
That's horrible.
Radio checker.
Hey, Jeff, take a breath.
I'm accused of being an FBO. And I was an FBO, and I'm going to sit here on 7200 and stand my ground.
Radio checker.
You're starting to stutter, Jeff. Go hit that ball.
You're going to sit here and stand your ground.
I'm not going to take no crap from you FBO guys.
You're not an FBO anymore.
We all know you're individual contractors doing your thing.
You know, see, I promised Oris I wouldn't threaten no hate when all this is over. I wouldn't be on the side. Hey, y'all, good luck, KF4THX. What am I doing? I don't know how the hell you ever made that promise.
They always individual contractors.
You made that promise.
They were disbanded from the FBO. I ain't taking all that crap. And this is KR4IS, Virginia Beach.
Helicopter 1 to Helicopter 2.
Kicking ass and smoking grass.
So again, I'm going to call CQ for Mobile QRP POTA, please call KR4IS Virginia Beach.
Oh, yeah, CQ POTA. I'm POTA. I'm working the pickle park. Come on.
What's up, buddy?
Any trailer parks on the air?
Trailer's on the air.
There's a trailer park out.
Can you
keep POTA? Trailer park running coax.
Does that count? Ever?
One more, Sean.
Well, you blew it up. Virginia Beach.
I'd rather turn you into vapor.
You're already on the list.
Yeah, helicopter one to helicopter two.
Yeah, come in.
Refer to the FCC.
Almighty, yeah, copy.
Yes, refer to the FCC. What's your call?
A4FB.
Smoke another one, Jeff.
Kilo Romeo 4 India 0.
Is that the real AE4FB?
Virginia Beach.
No.
Maybe need to get Todd Hill out here and ATF the rest of them to give you a good ass
whooping. Mike Adams, AE4FB, but
how do you spell Virginia Beach? Does it have all them H's at the end of it?
Crap I ever heard on the air.
Yeah, he's dead now. He passed away, but
what's
I still miss
call?
Him. I miss old Will. I miss old Mike.
Virginia Beach.
Jeff is obviously totally fried right now.
Smoke the ball, Jeff.
Strictly constitutionalist, and we totally disagreed, me and Mike Adams did, but I do miss his witty banter. At least you could converse with him, and it was freaking intelligent.
Not like
what we're seeing on 7200.
I'll grant you that. Ham radio.
Helicopter one now. Yeah, we didn't get along at all, but I miss you. He was a great protector.
What's your
trunks? You got trunks that slather on and mouth breathe all night long.
Yep.
Oh, no.
You sound like a dipshit when you ask that.
When doesn't he sound like a dipshit?
Well, that's a good point.
Don't you know?
That's a song.
Hey,
now, what's your call?
Call.
What's your call? Todd, how you doing in Florida, Todd?
What's your call?
How about you, Jeff? How you doing?
We got a load of bandicoots.
He's smoking grass and kicking ass.
Hello, 7200.
There he is.
Any call signs out there?
There he is. You be a man.
KFHPBU back on frequency.
Well, don't you know FBO and their gang of buddies would turn in my call because I give my call.
If they were all out here,
and there must be a damn dozen of people out there without a call sign.
The truth.
I give my call.
They're going to be checking this guy into a nut house.
What's your call?
They're coming to take you away.
What's your call?
They're coming to take Jeff away. My. The FBOs will be slapping around all night.
20 minutes and I've heard one or two call signs.
This means you drunk ass.
I'm just
waiting for 36 minutes.
You.
They're coming, dude. Take
Jeff. Just because you've been transmitting for 36 minutes.
That's why you only heard three call sizes, because you haven't released your transceiver from the transmit position.
Over.
Because you won't shut the hell up.
Anybody who's on a transmission call can at least admit that reality.
Oh, yeah, they do. When you're under the influence.
It's easy to pass on to somebody under the influence.
But that's all right. That's what I'm here for.
A lot of people are probably under the influence, but that still does not negate the obligation to transmit your call.
We really probably wouldn't have much talk about tonight.
Get here on the...
Really? Sounds like the kind of guy I'd love to be to that.
I'm just saying, don't let the type 2 diabetes get to you, but you said that if old Jeff wasn't here, we probably would be talking about our doctor's appointment.
How long time? And here these guys come in like banging on a damn drum to take over the frequency.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Been here a long time. I've been here a short time, but I know the rules.
Yeah, short time, man. Short time.
Only the shadow knows.
Dude, I've been here a short time, man, but it seems like a long time.
Commencing countdown.
I think I got my license in, like, December of last year.
This is good,
but
radio.
Still, I know. Have we not been here for a while? Shit.
We got a load of men.
Let me call over the CQ for the stuff out there, you know, the QRPs and whatnot. Now, the CVU, Mr. Chet, have we not been here for a while?
Mr. Chet sounds like he's QRP.
I've been here for a few months. And to be honest,
not really
with
been
you,
here at all.
I mean, 7200 shouldn't be much like any other frequency, except. We got a bunch of illegals and stuff.
Daggone
like that.
It, you guys keyed on him. I was trying to learn something.
It's everybody's go-to frequency on HF. I mean, Roger. Take over, man. Don't let these FBO guys take over, Mr. Chet. Don't succumb to the FBOs. Mr. Chet, don't be a radio pussy out here on the image
radio.
7200. Why is everybody saying Radio Chet?
Being a radio Rambo.
Here's the thing. I am a licensed operator, and I'm here. I transmit my call, and I expect that from everybody else. Romeo 4, India, Sierra.
Virginia Beach,
Sister.
What's your filibuster in it? That's the issue.
What's my signal right now?
Boss man take over the frequency.
S9 in Kentucky.
Why can't you just get along and have a conversation?
Yeah.
Why do you gotta be trying to be an FBO? Why do you gotta
I've
be like that?
I've already been into this for the last, I don't know, 6 months or so.
Keep talking.
I'm trying to build a good station.
Situation.
It transmits clear and good audio and something that receives well. Also, I don't know why everybody on 7200 is all about talking shit about everybody else.
Hey,
where in the hell are you at, Squeaky?
Your station sounds good, man. But listen, don't take it personal, first of all, because 7200 ain't gonna change. If you're here, you know, with some kind of like
you're not.
It is what it is, and I'll be honest with you. The FCC prefers all of these people to talk on 7200 to be here. That way they're not fucking up the rest of the ham band. So that's why little enforcement happens. Just an observer's report there. Over.
What's up?
What?
I guess is like the place where all the miscreants gather and all that. I get it. It's the one place where no nuts happen. Well, especially since the FBOs have apparently called a stop to their operations. But, you know,
You're killing it, buddy!
A lot of people love it.
Everybody hears me.
The worst way.
Situation.
I think he's got a hard on for him. I think he likes Todd.
I think he went to go smoke a bone.
Hey, who wants to have a?
I think he's secretly in love with Todd.
Amplifier contest.
Yeah, something's going on there.
Some weird shit happening.
What's your call?
Hey, it's weird.
Boner. Caca.
Let's log on to SBR.
I put mine out in CW while you were rambling on, smoking your bone and yapping.
Like, see, we're being heard.
Virginia Beach.
You guys seem to be pretty busy tonight. Heck, I have no idea what you're talking about. Pretty busy. busy. Over. You're
cable bill, I'm here to tell you.
Yeah, you know, I tend to agree with that. It's just like,
what's Ted drinking tonight?
You know, I just got out here, just like I said, I did some cooking earlier.
And drinking
now. You know, in the house and stuff like that. I just started, like, got out of the shower. I needed the shower.
He had a shower.
I'm glad you had a
shower. Stunk like hell.
We're glad you had a shower, Ted.
It's like Kiso party time, bro. It's Monday night Kiso party time.
That's
WWE
right.
FCC.
Monday night bitch slap.
What's your
call?
You're right. I guess
I
missed something here, but anyway.
You missed a lot.
WB6 WCO.
Friendly Mrs.
Listen, I just chimed in here.
Well, earlier we were setting up a wrestling match on W9YRT and KR4IS, but we got their corner coaches lined out. We were just looking for a few volunteer cut men. I think if we find a couple cut men, man, we'll get that battle royale going.
What's your
call?
That's what we do, Hammer. QO5-8, Charlie Victor uniform.
Who am I?
About what
the
gear?
And what's your call sign?
That's a big signal.
Who is KR4IS against, and what's your call sign?
Spit it out, Jeff. Spit it out.
I've been in here for about 3 hours now, and he's probably down to about 3 PSI.
This guy's going to talk all his shit. Talk all his shit. He's going to come here and play on 7200. Okay.
You hear that? He wants to spank you.
Hey, what does it take to play on 7200?
We didn't know where you were at, Jeff.
Jeff, you like spanking other men or what?
Jeff, we all ID'd while you were talking.
You got a problem with me. Go up to 7205.
And I need identification.
I'm going to retort.
About to kill my battery.
I'm here on 7200, and you're going to talk about me. I'm going to retort.
Because he's keying up for 18 minutes.
I love all of you, and God bless you all. 7205 would be a better frequency for you and me.
Wow, you keep it right at the perfect dose, right? You see, she got a breathalyzer, right? You keep it right at the limit.
I got a breathalyzer on my new mic. Yeah.
Let's hope you don't get behind the wheel of anything.
I think it's the lawnmower, Homer.
Get a damn contact tie from all this shit.
You need to get that bitch recalibrated.
And there's a Mr. Feeney in there that's the, he's like the, maintenance guy. And there was an episode where he said that he bought a breathalyzer just to keep it right under the limit so he could enjoy life to the maximum. It's a, Trailer Park Boys episode reference.
Interesting, man. I've never heard of that before, man.
You're killing it.
It's not from around here.
It's a man after Ted's own heart.
What's your KR4IS.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff. Sorry.
Yeah, well, sorry we took all your frequency, Jeff.
Hey guys, I'm interested in your systems. Tell me all about them.
I knew you and Jeff were having a circle jerk earlier. You continue on.
That's right, yeah, quiet.
Jeff passed out, but old Jeff continues. You know what I'm saying?
Chet lost his pants.
I don't know. That's some damn
no, Chet's still here. Jeff is chafing.
What's your call?
What's your call? Call. What's your call? Call.
You
call.
Don't know that call.
Be all it's ID while Albert. You're talking, Jeff.
It's Fat Albert.
Cafe TV.
And how could we not have to ID while you're talking since you talked for 18 minutes straight?
You're 20 after.
So far, shit.
I'm watching, bro. I'm watching.
So am I.
No, you're drunk, but I am watching.
No, I'm recording. Who's not drunk?
The other, just about 35, 40 minutes ago, you asked why every day seems like the last. It's because every day you're drunk. But listen, I appreciate you, brother, and I hope you do get help, but I will be here to watch the train wreck. I hope you derail it and, you know, shit goes your way, but, yeah, you're pretty much in here drunk every night.
Entertain me.
No, you're entertaining me. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, get married or, you know, entertain me. But I do hope you get better. I really do. A lot of guys sitting around laughing and shit, you know. And but anyway, man, I hope you get better. You literally are drunk on here every night.
F you. Number one.
Chet's getting drunk just talking to Jeff.
Number one, I'm not on every night.
Number one.
Number two.
Number four.
I'm not, I don't get drunk.
I think I'm getting a contact buzz. He doesn't get drunk, he stays drunk.
I don't get hangovers.
I don't care what you think about me.
You need to
we don't think anything about you.
Like shit.
You need to get a signal.
Well, good. I don't think anything about
just
you.
Just because. I'm glad to hear that. I can sleep better.
Just because.
2.8.
Just because. Just because.
You don't just
I have a big signal.
But Jeff, hey man, like
doesn't
you
make
know,
me
like
drunk.
I said, listen, if you want to help with any of that, man, call me up. There's my call. Send me an email, man.
I have a dozen people
watch a train wreck.
Whatever. And you want to like beat on me because I'm like
to me.
And then some other drunk for 7200. Be live again.
I did when I teed up right now.
Get up on stage.
You guys are weak.
72 is great again.
I'm trying to go to heaven, but that's true as hell.
FBO.
Here comes the zookeeper.
Now he's seeing FBOs.
Here comes the zookeeper.
Right? Don't really care. Obviously.
Here comes the rooster.
You know what? You guys, you're haters.
Oh, we like you guys.
No, we're not haters, man. We're concerned about you, Jeff.
We're just laughing.
You know, all the guys are jacking you up.
I know you can hear me.
He's just drinking a little bit.
Uh-oh.
That's cool. I don't care.
I can hear you.
But,
yeah.
I'm to break, man. You kill your liver.
You wish you could broadcast like me.
I don't really care if you get drunk, Jeff. I'm not that concerned with you.
Where he's been. I mean, I'm not. Well, let's just put it this way. I didn't have unintellectual conversations.
I don't care a damn about these people.
I said a lot of stuff on ham radio and did a lot of things a while back, man.
They shouldn't care a damn about me.
You know, I wish I'd have got help back then, but the deal is so. Anyway, I hope he's going to be all right, man. But, you know, a person has to decide that for themselves. Can't nobody do that for
them. I'm going to be fine. Thank you, over.
Absolutely. Sensing the smoke and all that other stuff. I give that a submit.
Here's the thing that I hate about 7200 is that you got a bunch of third grade playground bullies gathering up and calling names and stuff like that. And it should be just like any other frequency. But no, 7200, there's some kind of turf war going on here. I don't give a fuck.
It wakes you up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, you start looking back at that high school graduation. You got a bunch of names crossed off. Of course, I was in combat arms military, too. I was in the Army, and, you know, shoot, lost a friend there, and... You know, shoot, man, hey, people fall, and damn near lost my mom during this COVID stuff, but lost a lot of people, man. People go for a lot of different reasons, man, for a lot of different vices people go, you know, whatever they get used to, man. They, you know, I was listening to Joe Walsh talk about that earlier. Some of y'all may know Joe Walsh. He's actually ham operator, real tight fist, but anyway, he was talking about his addiction years. And he said,
amateur,
you know, the thing
radio
about that addiction
guys
is
and
supposed
just
to tell you
like
that
get
you can't
together
do what you want without it.
Stuff.
And once
even
you believe that, then there's nothing you're going to do without it. And that's the big problem with it.
Why you gotta have guys sitting there broadcasting as strong as they can, saying, you're a fucking retard, you're a fucking retard, you're a fucking retard. That's not ham radio, okay?
You're a very smart man. You know what it is. It's 72. You got your FBOs. You got your FBO wannabes. You got your broken up FBOs for all these disgruntled people in the FBOs. They're all here on 72.
Jeff, I'm totally on your side. I am totally on Team Jeff, okay?
Another bullshit. I thought, what's important?
I'm not saying so. I mean, we all have our issues.
Yeah,
all right. Jeff, we all get on the radio. Just be there and like
beer,
okay?
My dad, man, he was a great example for me. He quit smoking cigarettes cold turkey, just like you said, after 40-something years of smoking. And he said it just didn't make sense anymore. It just wasn't economically sensible. And not that he was poor by any means, but I think cigarettes got so expensive. And then I think 7 years ago, he quit drinking cold turkey. And again, he's drank most of my life. Matter of fact, he's drank all of my life, even being a baby.
I'm recording all this shit.
And,
all this stupid shit is my
right now, me and Sarah buy a pack of cigarettes. She smokes too. And these things are like almost $8.50, $9 a pack. On top of that, if you want to get a 12-pack or something to drink, you know, you add on that expense, man, or an energy drink or something like that, and you're looking at spending $30-$40 a day just for your habits. It just doesn't make any sense.
Come here. I agree, man. I haven't smoked in about 14 years. And I had a chest, updated chest x-ray and stuff like that. I got a couple of nodes or whatever in my lung. And they're not cancerous and stuff like that. And I didn't realize the damage that I was causing myself. And listen, I was no quitter. I love smoking, man. I smoked since I was 16 years old, and I smoked on and on and on until 14 years ago.
Here on 7200, would like to just drop in here and rag you a little bit.
It's very important for me to keep up my
care.
And so far I'm healthy. I'm good.
And I'm AW care. 73.
Definitely. I'm definitely I'd love to have a couple of beers. I don't do hard alcohol and stuff like that. That's cool. I really don't care. To be belligerent, drunk, and falling down here off the frequency.
And
everybody's made a mistake or two like that. But normally
I just want to be in check. I want to be healthy. You know, at 62 years old.
Shut up. We just want to have fun here on 7200, right?
Then kangaroo, now don't tell me.
Oh, hey, let me tell you, this is KK from Webby.
No, all you fucking unlicensed people, I don't even fucking care. Let's just sit here, drop in on 7200, and just have a rag shoot. That's what it's always been all about. But all you high pitched.
She had good audio on a strong signal.
Okay,
man, I'm
going to
go inside. 10-3.
Keying up on me now. Awesome.
You take care of buddy.
Hey, if you can hear me, man, 73, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I have no idea what's going on out here. Like I said,
it's a KSHCVU. KR4IS. The FBO is taking over and gotcha.
Alabama, I'm listening, are we?
You guys are just something else.
You stupid.
Just horrible.
KF8CVU
calling back. If you can hear me, man.
You're drunk, but I guess I'm
these guys are doing their thing. I can't hear you. KF4IS, 73 S. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Who's
calling KF8CVU?
Out, drunk,
it was me, Jeff.
It's Jeff. I'm here. What's up?
Hey, these other guys were keying up. I couldn't hear you.
That's because I wasn't here.
You went and took a piss or something?
I grabbed a beer.
Oh, damn.
He didn't say that, man. Then
are you
really
telling me not to shit on frequency or what?
Hey, yo, bro, where's you going?
Intoxicated people.
Now I can see
you.
Jeff,
talk to me.
It is wild. It's like primates trying to communicate. It's great. They're banging sticks and hitting rocks.
Exactly. It reminds me when I was younger, 21 at the bar, the guys are arguing back and forth.
Hey, all you haters. You know what? It's the same thing every freaking day. Do you ever get tired of talking shit? Ever? I mean, seriously, every time I log into 7200, it's the same freaking thing every freaking day. It's like, oh, everybody's always hating on this guy, and it sounds just like yesterday. Are you ever going to come up with anything new? Ever?
Over.
I mean, you guys sound like a bunch of third graders.
Oh, you can like this.
Why don't you just like
corn,
rice,
and peanuts, and relaxing?
That says my third grade teacher.
Yeah, go ahead, Don. Go ahead, Jeff. You've caught my heart, man, for a minute. You got my heartstrings. Go ahead. I'm trying. I might try to be a nice guy after this.
Oh, really? Seriously? I mean, y'all sound like a bunch of fucking retards. Honestly, every fucking day I log in to 7200, it's like the same guys. It's the FBOs, and they're all calling names and everything like that. It's like, wait, no. Every other frequency I go into, it's like you call contact, and they're like, welcoming you into the conversation.
Yeah.
Except on 7200. Now, 7200, it's like everybody's like name calling and they sound like a bunch of third graders. You know what? You need to class this act up.
Yeah, man.
Honestly. Over. Can't
get
say
the hell out of here.
Said that.
Oh, shit. That's sad as hell.
Get the hell out of here.
Well, that's right up there with some Sally Struthers spoke about crap, man. But this is 7200, and I promise you this, brother, it ain't going to change.
Well,
it's not
going to
change.
It may not change, but I won't change.
But you're here.
Roger.
But you're here. And I don't know if you realize this, but there was an SEC ruling talked about, common lingo, common language, you know. So if you hang around these places, you can't expect enforcement. That's kind of what the SEC said, man. It's like, you know, kind of you're on your own with vulgarity and all that. I mean, you know, if you're here, you kind of know what you got. You know what I'm saying?
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that most people hanging around on 7200
for the show
may run a little bit loose with the FCC regulations and all that.
Yeah.
And there may actually be a lot of unlicensed operators on this frequency. You get what you get. Okay. Licensed operators at least try to act like licensed operators, I think.
Well, you know, that's you putting your definition of what a licensed operator should act like on everybody else. And that's not the fact, especially people who visit 7200. And that's what I'm saying.
Who visits 7200?
You know, the misfits, man.
No, let me give you a heads up, a lot more than you can imagine.
Careful.
The high-class amateur radio operators on 7500.
So should you actually have an instant cloud of shame cast upon you if you visit 7200 and actually broadcast there?
But hey, they get lured to this particular frequency because they want to hear what's coming out next, over.
this.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're 100% right.
Some people are out there making drama.
It is something different. It's something interesting. You know, some of these people, man, got these extra licenses and stuff. They're 80, 85, 90 years old. Hell, they've had enough of that ho-ho, hi-hi shit. I mean, you know, people do like to watch a good train wreck. But at the same time, what's funny about that group is they'll also complain about it.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they are 7200. And I love it, and I hate it. That's one of those frequencies. I mean, gosh, can you say?
Oh, yeah.
I love it, and I hate it.
Yeah, K4G6 Friday.
Yeah. Probably the thing about it.
What's
the
identity?
You don't care about rules here, and you don't care about fellow hams all around the world. No, I'm an FBO, or a 411 if it's been disbanded. And you know what? I'm not
kidding. I heard that FBO was, undone.
You have no basic respect.
Yeah, I heard another station out there, but Jeffrey, I think I was talking to Todd, and I think they're going to end the FBO net. I was kind of saddened with that. It's just that I think they have something gripped. What is your opinion on that, Over?
My opinion? FBOs?
Yeah, I talked to Todd, actually yesterday, and they're terminating the FBO net. There's no longer going to be an FBO net, over?
That went up on Facebook, I don't know, a week ago. What say you, Jeff? I know you're here, but, they said they disbanded, but I'm not sure they fully disbanded.
No. It's disbanded. Whatever you want to do, the terminology, whatever it is, but no.